Have you read it?
I haven't.
First cup of coffee, almost 6 a.m. First one. We're just rapid fire style.
Okay.
Am I being unreasonable for not being head over heels at the idea of my husband going to a bachelor party in Vegas? We've been married for 6 years. We have 2 little kids. I have no reason not to trust him. I've never been to Vegas myself, but everything I've heard about it sounds like bad news for a married man. Thoughts? Someone ease my mind? Unless it shouldn't be eased, LOL. What would your advice be to this woman? Asking in the marriage subreddit.
I'm interested to hear what other people said.
So, the best rated comment is, if you don't have any reason not to trust him, then it's fine. My husband and his buddies, all married, have been to Vegas lots of times for various reasons, and to be honest, all they do is eat, go to the casinos, walk the strip, shop, and try to go to the clubs, but then end up feeling tired at midnight and cutting it short. Vegas isn't all strip joints and half-naked people.
Well, that's what he tells you.
Right? That's, immediately, I'm like, right.
Like, were you with him?
all we did was go to the museums.
No, I mean, I do think, like, I think the reason I'm hesitant here is because I struggle with two things, right? Like, one is, like, you should have trust in your partner and be able to have them, like, live their life and do things with their friends and, like, regardless of where it is, right? And I do know, like, when we were younger, like, friends of our family, like, they go to Vegas, they go see shows, and, you know, I'm just not a huge fan of Vegas, so I'm like, I just don't see the point in going, but there's the other part of me, it's like, you know, like, the unnecessary temptation and this, you know, stereotypes of what a bachelor party usually is, which involves some kind of, like, you know, like
library visit.
Yes. So I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't care if you wanted to go to Vegas. So I'm like, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure. This is sort of a group, so we can do them all as a set. Okay. See if they continue to shed light on one another. The next one is a slightly different version. It's, husband takes frequent trips to Vegas without me. I've had enough. Do I have a right to be upset?
Yep.
Okay, so what's the difference?
Like, if it's a routine thing where it's taking him away from your family, like, you got to think, there's, like, a lot of things that go into that, right? Like, it means he's spending money on trips away from you instead of with your family. Now,
these people live 3 hours from Vegas, and the two of them used to go, like, 7 times a year before they had kids. But now they have kids and he just goes without her.
I just don't understand the attraction of Vegas. I'm having a very hard time. Like, if you were like, my husband goes to Charleston, like, a bunch, I'd be like, oh, yeah, like, that's cute. But
my husband, who's a compulsive antiquer,
yes,
is constantly going to little shops at 9 a.m. on Saturdays without me.
Right. So I see that there's more to read here. So before I pass judgment.
No, this is like, I'm not going to read this whole thing. This is like 1,000 words.
I think it all depends, right? Like, is your husband a compulsive gambler? Or is he spending a lot of money on these trips that you are uncomfortable with? That's like taking, because here's the thing. It's taking time away from your family. It's taking money away from, like, things you could be doing jointly. But I also believe that, like, people have the right to have a thing that they do on their own that's like a, like, release or a relief. Like, some people, like, some guys play golf every Saturday morning, you know, like, but I do think that, like, it seems a bit excessive. And I think asking him to rein it in is not, like, beyond the scope.
Yeah. So none of those, like, major, like, compulsive this or that kind of stuff is in this post that I just skimmed. But she does mention, like, it seems like it's a lot of money and it just seems like a lot of time away from the family.
Yeah, I agree.
Because she says he's going on 4 or 5 weekends away without him or without her.
Yeah, like, I feel like that's not the greatest. It's...
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like a productive, like, use of time. Like, I even think about when, like, you, like, I just, and again, like, I'm just coming from my perspective of, like, we like our time together as a family. I prefer to be with you, like, and so, for instance, like, I just went away for my 40th birthday with my girlfriend. First of all, like, 3 days in, I was already ready to be home because I, like, missed you guys. But it is nice to go away. It is a good, like, escape. But that was, like, in our 10 years of marriage, I think I've gone away 3 times without you. You know, like, it's just not, it's not something that we do routinely. Because if I do have, like, the money and the time, I'd rather do something with you. Now, I do get that it gets harder when you have kids because, like, right now, right? Like, I mean, we haven't gone, then we've gone away twice on our own in 6 years since we've had kids. Like, one was for a wedding and one was like a weekend for my birthday, because it's hard to, if you don't live close to family, like, it's hard to have someone who's going to watch your kids for days at a time.
Yeah.
And so, like, I understand, like, maybe his going away is like, because it's hard, like, they can't go, you know, it's hard. They have 2 young kids. What are you going to do with them to go away for a weekend? So I'd say, like, it's, like, more of a balance of, like, one, is it that she's feeling jealous that she's not getting her own time? Is it that she feels like she wants more family time? But I think it's important for her to talk to him about it and for him to be able to receive that feedback.
I love it. All right, last one. So the last one is a woman who is going on a, she's, like, 25, been married for, like, 2 years. She's going on a trip to Vegas with all of her college friends. And they all agreed that they were going to pack really, quote, slutty dresses to wear to the clubs so that they could go have fun without their husbands in Vegas.
Yeah.
And her husband said, that dress seems a little extreme.
Yeah.
And she asked Reddit, is he being unreasonable, or should she acquiesce to his wishes that she not wear slutty dresses to the clubs in Vegas?
See, that's hard because I'm not in my 25-year mind. Like, that's like 15 years ago now. I'm like, why would you want to do that? Like,
I'm going to beep that out.
but I think, see, it's different because, like, coming from a female perspective, I'm like, girls, like, want to get dressed up and feel good about themselves. But
just want to have fun.
Just want to have fun. Somebody should write a song about that. But
no, they want to get dressed up and do what?
Yeah, they want to get dressed up and go out and, like, feel good about themselves. And, like, if you're 25, like, do it now because, like, it's you're not going to be.
Even if you're married.
Able to wear that. Yeah, because if it really bothers your husband, then you have to take that into account, right? But from, like, if I were talking to the husband, I'd be like, girls just do this all the time. It's not to get with guys. It's because, like, we all are dressing up and cute and we want to go out. It's not like, it's not for, like, attention from other men. It's like a female thing. Like, we're all going to get, what is it? Like, we're all going to get dressed up and throw our bags in the center of a circle and dance. Like, that was like an SNL sketch. I think that's like a legit thing.
So you would reassure him that your wife dressing slutty while she's out without you
is not an intent for infidelity.
Is not something you should be concerned about.
Right.
And you would tell her.
But if it really bothers your husband, like, you know, tone it down. I mean, you're not going to be like Pollyanna when all your friends are dressed up like slutty, but like maybe you can have a few less cutouts in your dress. Like, you know, I mean, you don't want him to be uncomfortable the whole time you're gone either.
Yeah. So, I mean, the value of you being on the show is you're a woman.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you providing a woman's perspective.
Yes.
I think it is hard, speaking on behalf of men.
Yeah.
The idea that a bunch of women are going to dress slutty and go out without their husbands. There's nothing about that. I'm like, oh yeah, that seems fine. It's like, that doesn't seem any, there's no good can come from this. Like, it's not like, But your wife just really loves quilting. And she wants to go quilting with her friends without you. It's like, oh, yeah, well, okay.
Well, it seems like a wholesome activity. Quilting has got to be a code word. Nobody's quilting.
But, like, if girls wanted to dress slutty and then, like, have a dance party in their hotel that just, like, at their house party.
Yeah.
But the idea that women want to go out in public and be seen dressed up slutty and dancing. Yeah. It's like basically you want to, like, it's like amateur night at a strip club. But I'm not going to get any money. I just want other men to watch me dance while my husband's in a different city just for fun. It's like, that doesn't really seem like fun. That seems like kind of gross.
Yeah, I don't think, but I think the thing is, I get what you're saying, but as a woman, like, it's, I don't know. I never felt like it was, I mean, I'm just different though, but I never felt like it was like, I want to get dressed up slutty and like have men watch me dance. It was like, I want to get dressed up with my friends and go out and dance. Like, I don't, the male piece to it was not, you know, especially like once you're married, I feel like it's different.
I feel like this is a little bit not going the direction I thought it would. And I'm not trying to be obtuse, but it's like, I guess part of it is there's a big difference between dressing up like in a princess gown. And I'm going to go have a ball gown and like go to like a high tea.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is chicks do. I'm like mixing terms that have to go together.
That's all right.
But like I get that like women want to be princesses.
They wear big hats at high tea.
Yeah, and big hats. But like I get the like women want to pretend they're princesses all the time. Like somewhere deep down in their psyche, Disney has convinced every woman in Western civilization like you're a princess. That makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. What confuses me is like because like women are into dressing like princesses. Guys aren't actually into that much into dressing like princesses. So if women want to wear big hats, it's not like clearly you're doing this for attention from men.
Right.
I'm like, nobody gives a shit about a big hat. So clearly you're not doing this for attention from men. But when you're like, no, I want to go where men go to pick up women. I want to dress provocatively and then dance provocatively in front of the men that are there. But it's just in good fun. It's just innocent, wholesome, good fun. Like, that doesn't add up. Tea with hats adds up. the dance club, while you're in a different city from your husband, that doesn't add up. Again, it's like, going back to the first one, it's like, well, they're just going to have a wholesome bachelor party at the library. Like, that doesn't sound right. Like in the same way, women going on the dance club in their slutty dresses, I'm like, that doesn't sound right either.
Yeah.
I mean, if guys were like, I just go to Vegas, like, because they have, like, really good buffets there. you would be like, and when women are like, I just like to dress slutty with my girlfriends, like, are your girlfriends, like, lesbians who are really into you? Like, what is the deal here? Because there's something that doesn't add up. This is...
There's something just, like, fun about, like, being dressed up and going out. It's not... It has nothing to do with, like... Like, the attention from other people. I don't know how to explain it. I get what you're saying, like, from an objective perspective.
The only thing I can... if I'm trying to, like, be more sympathetic...
Yeah.
I can see how, like, sometimes it's nice to be at a coffee shop where there's, like, noise and people around. And, like, I can work better. Like, maybe it's easier to dance at a dance floor at a club...
Right.
...than it is, like, in your hotel room.
Yeah.
Because the atmosphere is different.
Yeah.
So I can, like, kind of sympathize with that. I think if it was, we're going on a girls trip and we're going to hit all the clubs, it'd be like, that makes sense. But when you add in the, like, we're all going to buy the sluttiest dresses that we're going to buy new slutty dresses. That was, like, part of the, like, long narrative in this story. We're going to go out and buy new slutty dresses that we don't have, the kind of thing we don't wear when we're with our husbands. And then we're going to go to a different city and wear them at clubs. It's like too many layers. It's like, well, too many steps. Well, because it's
like, yeah, I get what you're saying. But it's also like, I mean, these people, like, I'm thinking about like where we live now. Like, of course you're going to go to another city and do that. One, it would be weird to do that in front of all of the people that you know. Two, there's no place in your town like where you would do that. So it's like a pretend thing is like what it is. It's like make-believe for grown-ups.
I don't know how to put a bow on this conversation.
I don't either. We're not going to come to an agreement here.
Well.
I mean, I think we are in agreement. Like, of like, yeah. I can see both sides, but I'm not going to take an extreme view of like, I think you've got to figure out what's.
Well, what I would like to entice you to take a, to join me on is I got a lot of hate on Reddit because I said, if you're really on the fence about whether or not to do this and it's between peer pressure from your friends and like your husband's sincere expression of his discomfort, I think like, you know, 2 years into your marriage, like this is not really the time to be like creating needless stress.
Yeah.
And like, conflict. That's a fair... And then everybody on Reddit was like, you are a misogynist. She can do anything she wants.
Yeah.
Do you think I was wrong to say that she should weigh her husband's feelings over her friend's husband's? I do
think she should weigh that in. Well, not over her friend's.
Over her friend's feelings.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, if you are uncertain and, like, it's really uncomfortable for your husband, then yes, like, you should weigh that. Also, it's not like your friends are going to be, like, you also don't have to make a big deal out of it. It's not like your friends are going to be like, that dress is not slutty enough. Like, just get something that's like, you know what, it's, like, above the knee, and it's, like a tube top type. Like, but, I think, like...
Because it wasn't like he was saying, don't go on this trip. Right. He was saying, that dress is off right. the chart, out of the bounds.
Right.
And she was like... Reddit, what should I do? And then Reddit told her what she wanted to hear. She's like, go have fun. Nothing matters.
Yeah.
Your husband's an idiot. And if he doesn't, and there are people who like, it's amazing that people who will jump on and be like, if your husband has a problem with you dressing the way you want and doing what you want, you should divorce him now. Don't wait. And I was like,
beep.
Can you give it a minute? They've been married for 2 years.
Yeah.
There's nothing people on Reddit like more than to tell other people to get divorced.
Yeah, sure. I worry that people think they're getting objective feedback via Reddit. Where I'm like, do you know the type of people that are on Reddit?
Yeah.
Like,
I think that
and the type of people, concept. Not the type of people that are on Reddit, but like the type of people that are on Reddit looking at threads like the one you're writing.
Well, and that comment. Like the other thing is like,
right.
Lots of the normal people I know, friends of ours, are like, they go on Reddit. They're like, I just never like comment on anything. I just read stuff.
Right.
But like the people who are super vocal are the people who are like saying crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And then it makes me feel obligated, like, somebody's got to say something. Otherwise, only the crazy people are talking.
Right.
And all the crazy people team up against me.
Yeah.
That's how I perceive it.
I think it's probably true.